信翁腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1
新约圣经腓立比书
In the New Testament, Philippians chapter 1
让我们弟兄姊妹我们还是 一同的啊来念过我们还是弟兄姊妹我们轮流来念我们弟兄念一节姊妹念一节
We alternate between brothers and sisters brothers one verse and then sisters
好我们弟兄先来
We start with the brother
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事好姊妹愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜的祈求因为从头一天直到如今你们是同心合意的兴旺福音我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的因你们常在我心里无论我是在捆锁之中是辨明证实福音的时候你们都与我一同得恩我体会基督耶稣的心肠切切地想念你们众人这是神可以给我做见证的我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多使你们能分辨是非做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子叫荣耀称赞归于神弟兄们我愿你们知道我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受了捆锁就笃信不疑越发放胆传神的道无所惧怕有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争也有的是出于好意这一等是出于爱心知道我是为辨明福音设立的那一等传基督是出于结党并不诚实意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚这有何妨呢或是假意或是心无论怎样基督究竟展开了为此我就欢喜而且还要欢喜因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助终必叫我得救照着我所切慕所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧只要凡事放胆无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处但我在肉身活着若成就我功夫的果子我就不知道该挑选什么我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好的无比的然而我在肉身活着我既然这样信就知道仍要住在世且与你们众人同住使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐因我再到你们那里去就越发加增只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称叫我或来见你们或不在你们那里可以听见你们的景况知道你们同有一个心志站立得稳为所信的福音齐心努力凡事不怕敌人的惊喝 这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见现在所见的一样。我们就先念到这里。
That's all the scripture.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
早晨你这样的乐意的亲自来与你的教会同在。
This morning your presence is with the church.
我们心里唯一所羡慕的，唯一所宝贵的，就是你和我们在一起。
The only thing that we treasure in our heart is for your presence.
我们在你面前一同来思想你话语的时候，
When we meditate your words before you,
愿主的灵安静我们的心，
May your spirit calm our hearts.
让我们里面能够听见圣灵向我们所说那微小的声音，
So that we can hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit.
越过我们人这些外面的讲论，
Overcome what the man say.
让神能够亲自向我们说话。
May God speak to us.
我们心里面所羡慕，就是在这里我们能够遇见你。
We long to your presence.
我们所羡慕的，这里我们的灵能够和我们的主有亲密的交通。
We long to meet fellowship with your spirit.
我们把我们自己，我们众人都交在主的手里。
We place ourselves and the saints into your hand.
你覆庇我们。
Cover us.
你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们一同的谦卑的等候在主的面前。
We humble ourselves before you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们今天和弟兄姊妹开始来交通腓立比书。
This morning we want to fellowship the book of Philippians.
腓立比书是一卷非常特别的一卷书卷。
The book of Philippians is very special.
当你读的时候，你发现使徒保罗在介绍自己的时候，只有在这里他没有是使徒。
Apostle Paul introduced himself as an apostle.
他是一个仆人。
He said he is the bond servant.
你知道他在和腓立比的教会弟兄姊妹在交通的时候，那个感觉是非常亲密的。
When he fellowship with the brothers and sisters in Philippi, that's very close.
好像把自己这个人好像圣灵借着他就把他打开。
Holy Spirit opened himself.
他给我们看见在他的里面他是怎样的来追求，怎样来认识主的。
We see now how he pursued the Lord.
而这一卷书呢，我想每一次我们在默想的时候，好像都让我们心里得到很大的帮助。
Every time we meditate this book, we receive much help.
那我们想，因为这卷书实在内容非常的多。
There's much context in this.
特别是我们每一次如果只交通一下就交通一章的话，恐怕很多的地方都不能够涉及到。
We will skip many places that we fellowship one chapter at a time.
但我们有个感觉。
But we have this feeling.
我们总是可以到每一章的那个重。
We can touch upon what the theme of each chapter.
这个第一章里面的重点是什么呢？
What is the theme in the chapter one?
弟兄姊妹，当你这样读过以后，你里面觉得这一章它的重点在哪里呢？
What do you think is the theme of this chapter?
我想我们读过以后，我们里面都有个感觉。
We have this feeling after we read it.
在第二十节
In verse 20,
照着我所切慕所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
According to my earnest expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ, all even now is as always exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
如果这一章的圣经其他地方你我们错了，你说我都不能偷偷忘记了。
If you say you forgot or you cannot agree what I fellowship regarding other persons,
那我盼望今天早晨我们每一个弟兄姊妹能够把这一小段的圣经把它记录。
But I hope you will remember these two verses.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是我们基督徒生活的意义。
This is the meaning of Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过，你作为一个神儿女，你生活的意义是什么？
What is your meaning of life as a Christian?
我们在蒙恩得救以前，我们不晓得生命的意义。
Before we are saved, we don't know.
我们在地上是没有指望、没有神的一般人。
We don't have hope. We don't have God.
我们生命是没有意义的一般人。
We have no meaning to our life.
好像尘土一样。
It's just like dust.
从尘土而出，归于尘土。
We were born from dust and returned to dust.
我们一生可以经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
What we can boast to ourselves is only.
我们一生的总是一生的叹息。
We are concluded our life is a sigh.
但感谢主，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
But today we are saved.
这位荣耀的神，他在基督耶稣里为我们预备了这样荣耀的救恩。
The glorious God has prepared this glorious gospel for us.
我们借着简单的信心，我们就得着了。
I simply believe that we have received.
我们今天竟然能成为神的儿女。
We can become children of God.
我们不再做客旅，不再做寄居的，不再做外人。
We are no sojourners or strangers.
我们竟然成了神家里的人了。
We are the member of the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，这样的恩典是何等的浩大呢？
Such grace for us.
那么今天我们问一个问题。
Today we will ask one question.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们每一个神儿女都问自己一个问题。
For all children of God will ask this question.
我今天成了神的儿女。
Today I am the children of God.
我生命的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of my life?
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过？
I don't know you have considered this.
如果我们不晓得我们生命的意义的话，
If you don't know the meaning of your life,
我们虽然是蒙恩得救，
Even though you are grace,
我们在地上到底在干什么？
What are we doing on this earth?
我们在地上的日子是不是被数算了？
Have our days been counted by God?
难道我们的地上的日子还像我们从前得救以前的日子一样吗？
Are days just like what before we have been saved?
我不相信有任何神儿女甘愿说，我得救以后的日子和得救以前的日子都是一样的，都是一生的叹息。
I don't believe any Christian will want to live the life that Jesus before they were saved.
有的弟兄这样告诉我们。
Some brothers told us.
当你蒙恩得救以后。
After you are saved.
有一个确据。
You have assurance.
就你发现你从此生命有了意义。
You know that your life has meaning.
如果你说你蒙恩得救。
If you say you are saved by grace.
但是你发现你生命还是没有价值。
You have no value in your life.
你生命还是好像一叹息。
Your life is just a sigh.
孟子明，你要想想你的得救是不是那个在那个建立在那个主的那个根基的上面。
You need to think your salvation is established on the foundation of a Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们的生命是非常有意义的。
After we are saved, the meaning of our life is very meaningful.
如果我们生命的意义就是在地上过一个更好的生活。
If the meaning of our life is just have a better life.
比从前更多的喜乐一点。
Better, have more joy than before.
比从前有人帮助我们了。
Have more help from others.
哎，从前呢，就自己一个人很孤单的过日子。
Before we would just live as alone.
遇到难处呢，这个亲戚朋友帮一点。
When we face difficulty, our relatives.
帮不了了就算了。
When they cannot help, just forget it.
就认了。
We will admit it.
现在感谢主，多了一个主来帮忙啊。
Thank the Lord, now I have the help from the
Lord. 亲戚朋友一生帮不住的时候呢，那主就来帮忙了。
If others cannot help, then the Lord can help.
然后我们就欢喜快乐的就这样过一生。
Then we will even live our lives.
如果这是儿女生活的意义的话。
If this is the meaning of the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我觉着像保罗这里说的，我们最好到主那里去。
Just like what Paul said, we need to go face the Lord.
其实很多的事情都不必再经历了。
We don't have to experience many other things.
没有价值，没有意义。
There's no meaning, no value.
为什么主还把我们摆在地上呢？
Why the Lord places on earth?
这地上的日子是不是宝贵呢？
Is it precious of the days that we spend on earth?
有的神的儿女说，这地上的日子不宝贵。
Some children of God said no.
而我们心里所切慕、所羡慕的，就那一天与主永远同在，那是好得无比。
The days that we long for is to face our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们在地上的一种的感觉呢？
Is this our feeling on this day?
如果这是我们在地上的感觉，弟兄姊妹，为什么主还要特别把我们留在地上？
Why the Lord will us on the earth?
主说我没有让你们离这个世界，是不是？
The Lord said, I did not let you leave it.
为什么不让我们离开这个世界呢？
I wonder why.
如果我们一信主就离开这个世界
After we are saved, we just leave the world.
还需要传福音吗？
Do we still need to spread the gospel?
人家一看，哟，这个人到天堂去了。
When we people see us, we are in heaven.
不需要传了。
We don't need to spread the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，如果只是为了在地上，我们说我们就把这样一个得救的消息告诉我们周围的同学、周围的朋友、家里的人的话，其实大可不必这么样的费耽搁。
If we just need to spread the good news, then we don't need to put all these effort in.
我们在干什么？
What are we doing?
弟兄姊妹，我们每天在地上辛辛苦苦的上班，好好在那里读书，干什么？
We are working hard and studying hard. What
are we doing? 是不是表现说我们是一般比较好的人呢？
Are we just saying that we are better than others?
弟兄姊妹，我们生命的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of our lives?
这里就告诉我们。
Here he tells us.
唯一最宝贵的一点，他告诉我们说，基督徒生命的意义是什么？
The Book of Philippians tells us what is the meaning of our Christian life.
基督徒生命的意义乃是叫基督在我们身上显明出来。
The meaning of Christian is to manifest God.
无论是生是死。
Whether by life or by death.
无论在什么样的环境里面。
No matter in any
situation. 整个基督在我们身上照常显大。
Christ is always exalted in my body.
弟兄姊妹，这话是不是保罗好像在那里夸口呢？
Is Paul boasting?
他在这里说的是一个事实。
He's stating the fact.
因为对于使徒保罗来讲，他的这个保罗，这个旧人，他保罗的这一个人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
Paul, his old self, had been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是他保罗。
Now that he doesn't live as Paul.
现在活着的乃是基督在他里面活。
But Christ is living in him.
所以他说我活着就是基督。
So that he say I live as Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒生活的意义。
The meaning of Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，使徒没有夸张。
Paul did not exaggerate.
他告诉我们的是一个事实。
He's stating the fact.
为什么是事实呢？
Why is this a fact?
因为有什么样的生命，就有什么样的生活。
Whatever life you have, you will live that life.
你的生活的意义取决于你的生命。
The meaning of your life is from your life.
是不是这样呢？
Is that true?
如果我是一只狮子。
If I'm a lion.
好，一只大狮子。
A great lion.
那么我过的生活一定是狮子的生活，对不对？
Then I live a life of a lion.
那么我在森林里走的时候，我就可以闭着眼睛走，因为我不用怕任何的动物。
So I live in the jungle. I can close my eyes and
我不是狐假虎威，我不假装这个不害怕，不是，是因为我真的是狮子，所以我表现出来的样子，它就是一个狮子的样子。
When I live the life I live, I represent a lion. I have no fear.
如果是只牛的话
，If I'm a cow,
你就看见说我就会劳苦，我就会吃草。
Then I labor in the grass.
如果你让我假装像狮子，那我就是狐假虎威，我假装。
If I need to pretend to be a lion, then I'm pretending.
因为你有什么样的生命，你就发现你就有什么样的生活。
What kind of life you have, you will have that life.
如果我是只鹰的话
，If I'm an eagle,
那我就不活在这个地上。
Then I will not live on this earth.
这个地在我生命中就没有吸引力。
This earth has no drawing from me.
我如果是一只鹰的话，我的生活就是在高空之中。
If I'm an eagle, then I live in heaven.
因为这是生命所决定的。
This is determined by life.
你要让一只牛过着鹰的生活，那真的是太艰难了。
If you want a cow to live a life of eagle, that's difficult.
有人说我也可以让它过一次。
I can live once.
你把它摆在高山的上面。
You place him on the mountain. Just let him fly.
他这一辈子只能够过一次鹰的生活。
He can only live once a life of eagle.
他不能再过第二次。
No, twice.
弟兄姊妹，因为那不是他的生命。
Because that's not his life.
弟兄姊妹，成为神的儿女，神不是让我们是一只然后过鹰的生活。
Become a children of God is not become a king and live a life of
eagle.
That gospel.
这是过鹰了，对不对？
This is a
怎么你能想象一个牛的生命就要过一个鹰的生活呢？
How can you become a cow and live a life?
我明明是整天属地的一个人，我整天是在地上吃草的一个人， 怎么让我过一个属天的生活呢？
I live on this earth and eat the grass. How can I live as life of eagle?
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救，我们都清楚。
After we are saved, we know.
在我们里面有两个生命，是不是？
There's two life in us.
有一个是属地的，没有错，那是亚当的生命。
One's earthly, that's it.
主没有把这个生命，好像从我们生命中这一下把那罪根或者把那个亚当的生命，好像就把它挪去了。
God did not remove the life of Adam.
但是我们同时有了一个新的生命。
We also receive a new life.
弟兄姊妹，基督基督是我们的生命。
Christ is life to us.
如果基督是我们的生命，
If Christ is life to us,
请问活出来的到底是什么？
What you live out?
当然是基督。
Of course, it's Christ.
如果活的就是基督。
Now he says Christ.
因为我的旧人，我的亚当的生命在。基督里十字架上已经与基督同钉十字架了。
The Adam life in us, the old self, have been crucified.
如果我活在信心的里面，你就看见今天我活着就不再是我。
If I live in faith today, I don't live in
that. 但是基督在我们里面活。
But Christ living in us.
所以我们生活的那个样式当然就是基督。
The pattern of our life is Christ.
这当然就是我们生活的意义。
That is the meaning of our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
弟兄姊妹，你甘愿让亚当的生命仍然在你里面作王掌权吗？
Are you willing to allow the Adam life?
我们从前过的日子是亚当的日子。
Before we live as a life of.
我们今天蒙恩得救了，我们还甘愿一直过亚当的日子吗？
Today we are saved. We are.
难道这是我们神儿女生命的意义吗？
Is that the meaning of our Christian life?
这和没有信主之前有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between we are saved?
当然，作为什么生命的意义，乃是基督在我们身上彰显出来。
Meaning of our life as a child of Christ.
如果基督在我们身上显出来，我们就有意义。
If God is manifest through our life, then
基督显不出来就没有意义。
If God is not manifested, then there's no meaning.
这件事情对于每一个神的儿女来讲，我觉得太关键了。
This is so important to every one of us.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们有时候觉得这些话都是88岁的年长的弟兄姊妹听得到，对不对？
Sometimes we think that this is only message for the elderly.
那都信主得60年以上了。
After they have been saved after 60 or 70 years.
像我这种得救还不到一年呢。
Like me, I have just been saved for
1 year. 这话绝对跟我没关系。
These words have no meaning to me.
弟兄姊妹，这话不是单单给使徒保罗写的。
These words are not written just for Paul.
这话是给每一个蒙恩得救的神儿女写的。
These words are written for all the saved by Christ.
请问你里面有没有基督的生命？
Do you have the life of Christ?
请问你有没有上头而生？
Are you born from above?
如果我们是一个重生得救的神，
Are we are born
Christian? 这话就是对我们说的。
These words are for us.
因为这就是我们生活的意义。
Because this is the meaning of our lives.
因为基督在我们这显出来的时候，那个就是我们生活的价值。
When Christ is manifested through us, that is the meaning of our lives.
The value of our life.
Is value.
弟兄姊妹，你看看保罗他怎么说？他说：“我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。”什么意思？
To live is Christ, and to die is a gain.
如果基督在我身上能够显出来，
If Christ can manifest through me.
如果基督在我身上能够彰显出来，
okay, If Christ can manifest
through me. 如果在我身上照常显大的话，
Can be exalted in my body.
即便是肉身过去了。
Whether by life or death,
我也赚了。那个是他这个中文翻成就是说是这个就有益处，在这个原文就是你就得了，你就赚了。
In Chinese, means says benefit, but in original text means gain.
就赚了。
You have gained.
弟兄姊妹，在保罗的感觉里面
，In Paul's feeling,
如果你让到全世界。
If you allow him to gain all the world,
但是基督在他身上没显出来。
But Christ did not manifest through him.
你让保罗得了许多属灵的名声。
He has many titles.
让保罗得了许多属灵的知识。
And many spiritual knowledge.
得了许多属灵的工作。
And spiritual work.
很多很多他都得着了。
He had gained many things.
这是基督在他身上没显出来。
But yet Christ did not manifest through
him. 只有这件事没有成就的。
Only this was not accomplished.
在保罗的感觉就亏了。
In Paul's feeling, he has lost.
弟兄姊妹，基督在我们身上 显大，不仅是我们生命的意义，更是我们生命的价值。
When Christ is exalted in my body, then that's not only the meaning and also the value of our lives.
因此呢，圣经上诗篇有一句话，我读的时候，给我的印象非常的深刻。
In Psalms, I have this one verse I have deep impression.
世上啊，有上流人和下流人，对不对
？There's a honor and a lowly.
对对对，就是有是很 honored 的，他们是上流人，他们是生活非常好的，生活很尊贵的。还有一些人的生活比较这个这个放松一点啊。
Some lives are not honorable. They live.
他说这全世界这些上流人和下流人加在一起哈，往那个天平上一放。
When you place the honorable and the lowly,
假设说这个天平上面两边天平什么都没有。
There's on both sides.
你把这些所有的上流人和下流人都放在这一边的话。
If you place the honorable and the lowly lives.
如果你真的站在天平的话。
If there's a balance like that.
你会发现非常的稀奇。
There's amazing things.
这边什么都不放。
Nothing on one side.
这边是所有的上流人和下流人一起放在上面。
On the other side is honorable and the lowly.
你就发现非常稀奇，这边起来了。
And then you see one will come up.
他们加在一起一共比空气还轻。
What they added up is lighter than air.
弟兄们，这就是在亚当里面生活和分量。
This is the value and the content of the Adam's life.
我们从圣经给我们看得清楚，只有基督有分量。
Only Christ has value.
弟兄姊妹，你我生命的分量在哪里
？What is our value of our lives?
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们说愿意去听道，啊，这个道很好听。
We love to listen to messages.
因为好听的道不一定有分量。
The good message doesn't mean that it has value.
有的道啊，可能有些很多人都在打瞌睡。
Some will sleep.
但是有那样的道不一定就没有分量。
Doesn't mean that that message has no value.
如果在那样的一个交通的里面，基督显出来了。
In that fellowship, if Christ was manifested,
弟兄姊妹，那个就有分量。
Then there's value.
请问。有谁能够叫人眼睛得开
？I want to ask who can open our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，我们人的办法可以叫人受浸。
We can use our method to baptize others.
人今天可以用许多的办法让人可以受浸。
Man can use many methods to allow people to be baptized.
但是有谁有本叫人眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从死权下归向神
？Who can open eyes and turn the Authority from darkness to light.
圣经里面告诉我们，只有基督能够叫人的眼睛得开。
Bible tells us only Christ can open our eyes.
如果基督在我们的侍奉里面没有显出来
，If Christ did not manifest in our service,
弟兄姊妹，无论我们讲的好讲的坏，都毫无价值，毫无分量。
No matter our sermon is good or bad, there's no value.
弟兄姊妹，这件事。对于我们每个神的儿女来讲，我觉得太重要了。
This matter to all the Christian is very important.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天哈，我们愿意说我们这一生是有价值的，对不对
？We want to say our lives has value.
有谁愿意这一生好像那个放在天平上反而会飘起来呢
？Who wants to spend a life that's on the balance that has no value？
谁不盼望自己的侍奉有真实属灵的价值？
Who want your service to have a real value?
弟兄姊妹，基督在我们身上显大，对我们每一个神的儿女来讲都是非常非常重要的。
When Christ is exalted in my body, it's very important. All the Christians.
我想想，在腓立比的教会，那个聚会，我们知道你要读圣经的时候，那个聚会是很好的一个聚会。
When you read the Bible, the meeting in the Philippi is very good.
请问一个很好的聚会，如果弟兄姊妹让你有一个列一个列一个表的话，一个好的聚会需要有哪些的表现呢？我不知道你的那个 list， 你那个单子是怎样列的
？Why would you list out if the meeting is very good?
弟兄姊妹，你发现在腓立比的教会哈，他们有爱心，对不对
？In the church of Philippi, they have love.
哎呀，他们那个跟使徒保罗的交通啊，那样的亲密。
They have very close fellowship with.
他们肯摆上的。
They are willing to give.
使徒保罗在他们中间，他们这个给他供应，就是使徒保罗离开他们还给他供应啊。
They have provision for Apostle Paul, no matter he's there or not.
而且你看，在腓立比的教会里面哈，有执事，有这个很多的，你读这个其他的书信都没有的。
In the church of Philippi, there's overseers and deacons.
他们充满了爱的见证。
They are filled with the testimony of love.
但是他们同时又有属灵的次序。
They also have order, spiritual order.
我不知道他们那个聚会薄饼一个月几次。
I don't know how many times they break bread.
有人说我要去一个聚会是每个星期都薄饼啊。
I want to go to the meeting that has break bread.
弟兄姊妹，是不是一个聚会每个星期都薄饼，这个聚会就兴旺呢？
If the church break bread and every week is that very year.
还是不仅薄饼哦。而且你看，有的姊妹头上还蒙头了。
Even some sisters will cover their hair.
弟兄姊妹，如果说你去一个聚会啊，有蒙头的见证，然后还有薄饼的见证，然后他们祷告聚会，哇，很多人参加哦。
If you attend a meeting that the sisters will cover their hair and they're breaking bread every week and they're
showing attendance. 咱们是比教会一样的。
Then we will elect leaders and deacons just like the Church of Philippi.
是不是这样的聚会就你进去以后就哎呀这个聚会真好啊。
Then you will say this meeting is very good.
啊这个聚会真兴旺啊。
They have a participation of gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以学外面的。
We can imitate the outward.
里面学不来的。
But we cannot imitate inner.
你可以每一样的属灵的人家的表现你都有。
You have all the spiritual manifestation of others.
但是不一定就是一个很好的聚会。
But yet doesn't mean that that meeting is
good. 不一定那个聚会就兴旺。
It doesn't mean that meeting has
good progress. 你说了半天到底聚会兴旺的那个尺度，那个标准是什么呢？
How can you, what is the standard of measurement?
使徒保罗就告诉我们。
Paul tells us that.
他说在腓立比的教会的里面。
In the church of Philippi.
他在的时候他们顺服。
When he is there, they obey.
他不在的时候，他们更加顺服。
In his absence, they will obey more.
这叫做在他们生命中照常显大。
This means Christ is exalted in.
弟兄姊妹，如果基督在我们中是照常显大，这个聚会就兴旺。
If Christ is exalted in all of us, then this meeting will be a great progress.
弟兄姊妹。你就发现弟兄姊妹如果在教会的聚会的时候我们让主显大
If we meet and allow Christ to manifest
我们一同赞美一同的敬拜我们一同的来读主的话语
We read the Bible together and fellowship together
我们在那里这个认真的侍奉
We serve seriously
我们看见说在教会聚会的时候基督真的显大了
When we meet we see the manifestation of Christ
但是一回到家里
After we return home
你发现电脑就显大了。
Then you see, computer is more important.
连续剧就显大了。
Then the soap opera is more important.
球赛就显大了。
Or the ball game is more important.
我说我假设。
I'm just pretending.
假设在我们中间的每一个弟兄姊妹。
Every branch among us.
只要你一回家。
After you return home.
这些就都显大。
All these are exalted in your life.
你觉得这个聚会兴旺不兴旺？
You think this meeting will be prosperous.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这里讲的跟我们没有关系。
Don't think these are not related to us.
主的话从来跟我们是非常有关系的。
The word of God has great relationship to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有工作的时候，我们好好聚会，对不对
？When we don't have a job, we would attend meeting.
好好聚会，赶紧祷告啊，对不对
？You will pray more.
多一点侍奉，对不对
？More serve more.
多点机会还可以追求一下。
More opportunity to pursue.
主的怜悯给我们工作了。
When God has mercy to give us the job.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么在显大了呢
？What is exalted in your life？
你就把你工作就开始显大了。
You see, your job is more important.
弟兄姊妹，不要说高的事情。
Don't say anything more exalted.
我就说咱们读圣经好了。
When we read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只在聚会中读圣经。
We only read Bible during the meeting.
请不要误会我，在聚会中是太重要的一件事情。
Don't misunderstand to read the Bible.
如果有聚会堕落到一个地步，来聚会的时候都不读圣经了。
If there's a meeting that has fallen so far that
they don't read the Bible, 那是何等可怜的一件事呢
？That's very pitiful.
那样的聚会里有什么喜乐呢
？There's no joy in that.
你看使徒保罗这里充满了喜乐，是不是
？But Paul is filled with joy here.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗的喜乐的原因是什么
？What is reason for his joy？
不是他的环境好了。
It's not his surroundings bad.
不是他这个好像有什么样的一个什么。喜乐的前途
It's not that he has a great future.
他是在监牢里写的这封信
He has written this book in the prison.
不是我们今天想的美国的监牢，真的太舒服了。
It's not a prison like the in America.
有人还甘愿住在监牢里，不愿住在外面。
Some would rather spend time in prison.
你要真的住住罗马的监牢，你就知道了。
If you go spend time in the
那是人类历史上最没有人性的地方。
That is very torturous.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗里面说欢喜快乐。
But Paul is filled with joy.
为什么
？Why？
因为基督显大了。
Because Christ is exalted.
哎呀，基督显律，使徒保罗里面那个喜乐的原因呐、啊。
That is the reason of joy in him.
如果在聚会里面我们动动的话，弟兄姊妹，这个聚会一定没有喜乐了。
If we don't read the word of God in the meeting, then we don't have joy in the meeting.
请问你回去以后
，After you return home，
当你打开圣经的时候
，When you open your Bible，
你觉着主的话好像蜂房下地的蜜一样甘甜。
Do you think the word is just as sweet as the honey?
你知道，在我刚得救的时候
，After I was saved，
我一打开电视，我的精神就来了。
I turn on the TV and I have energy.
我一下可以看十个钟头。
I can watch TV for 10 hours.
一打开圣经，我就开始打瞌睡。
When I open the Bible, I will fall asleep.
弟兄姊妹，你发现有一天哈，你一打开电视，你就开始打瞌睡。
But one day when you turn on TV, you will fall asleep.
你一打开圣经，你就精神了。
When you open the Bible, you will have energy.
你读的好像读不够一样。
You will spend more time.
弟兄姊妹，如果在我们每一个个人的读经的生活里有生命的改变
，If our daily life to read the Bible like this.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要有什么大的什么表现，不需要。
You don't have great manifestation in your life.
聚会就好得不得了。
The meeting will be very much better.
人来到这里。就是特别好。
People come here, they say it's good meeting.
因为基督在这里照常显大。
Because Christ is exalted.
弟兄姊妹，到底基督有没有在我们生命中照常显大
？Whether Christ is exalted in my body?
我们强壮的时候，我们努力摆上。
When we are strong, we put up much offer.
我们现在有了难处了。
Now I'm facing difficulty.
我们有了限制了。
I'm limited.
弟兄姊妹，基督是不是还显大了
？Is Christ still exalted in you？
还是就是那些痛苦和难处就显大了
？Or the difficulty or pain exalted？
弟兄姊妹，这里讲得非常清楚。
Here tells us very clearly，
基督在我们身上照常，我很喜欢照常显大。
Christ will even now as always be exalted。
弟兄跟我们彼此相爱后，我们彼此的一同心合意，兴旺主的福音。
When we love one another, and we will make great progress of the gospel.
弟兄跟我意见不一样。
When we have different opinion among brothers.
弟兄的软弱被我看见了。
When I see the weakness in my brother.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是还能够同心合意兴旺主的福音呢？
Can we still make great progress of the gospel together?
基督是不是还照常显大呢？
Is Christ still exalted?
是不是我们中间有了不同意见，那一个嫉妒纷争就显大了呢？
When we have different opinions, is the envy and strife exalted?
结党就显大了呢？
Or the gathering together?
怨言就显大了呢？
Or complain together?
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？这里面所告诉我们的，不是跟我们没有关系。
These are all related to us.
弟兄姊妹，请原谅我，这是腓立比书的第一章，所以我稍微啰嗦一下，对不起。
I will stress more because this is the chapter.
我觉得这个太重要了。
Because it is very important.
如果我们生活来生活去，侍奉来去，我们都不晓得我生活侍奉的意义是什么。
If we serve and live and don't know the meaning of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，你发现真的是回头一想，是一声的叹息啊。
When you turning back and you see a sigh.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的所惊夸的，弟兄们好像还不如世人呢，对不对
？What we boast is worse than what's from the world.
世人还享受一点最终之乐呢。
People in the world still have enjoy in the world.
所以圣经上说，如果你们靠着基督只在今生有指望的话，就算比世人更可怜呢。
You are more pitiful than the world because you have hope in the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们过的生活不是可怜的生活。
We don't live a pitiful life.
我们所过的生活是得胜喜乐的生活。
We live a joyful and overcoming
life. 因为基督已经成了我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是我们生命的价值和意义。
This is the meaning and value of our life.
这是我们生命的分量。
This is the content.
因为什么时候基督在我们上显出来，那就是我们生命的分量。
Whenever Christ is manifested, that is our content.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们一个人的福分。
This is our blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是主赐给每一个弟兄姊妹的福分呢。
The Lord has blessed every one of us.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你这一章，你说你其他的我都不能接受，但这句话我盼望你能够记住啊。
If you cannot accept any others, please accept this.
无论是生是死。
No matter life or death.
无论什么样的环境。
No matter what situation.
无论是人看得见看不见。
No matter visible or invisible by men.
无论是顺利还是艰难。
No matter difficult or smooth.
无论是健康还是软弱。
No matter healthy or weak.
基督在我身上照常显大。
Christ is always be.
不是我的能力显大。
It's not my strength exalted.
不是我的恩赐显大。
Not my gifts exalted.
弟兄姊妹，乃是基督在我身上显大出来。
But Christ is exalted in my body.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们生活侍奉的意义。
This is the meaning of our and value of our service.
哦，弟兄，太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
如果我们看，这是我们生命的价值和意义。
It is value and meaning of our lives.
我们讲是。
Then we need to ask one thing.
怎样能够让基督在我们身上显出来呢
？How can we manifest Christ？
那这一章就非常的细节。
Then this is very clear in this chapter.
告诉我好多方面。
He tells us many aspects.
时间的缘故，我可能稍微提一下。
I just mention it.
弟兄姊妹，你发现他头一件事就告诉我们。
The first thing he mentioned.
如果我们盼望基督在我们身上能够显大的话
，If we want Christ to be manifested in us，
我们要学习传扬主的福音。
We need to learn how to spread the gospel.
有人说呢，传福音是工作。
We say that the work is the progress of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，福音不是工作。
Spreading the gospel is not work.
福音乃是我们生命最基本的要求。
That is the most fundamental requirement of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你信主多少年了。
I don't know how many years you have been saved.
你可以回想一下。
You can think back.
可能在我们刚刚得救的时候。
Just as you, after you saved.
我们看见要得救的朋友，我们里面有感觉的。
When you see the unbelievers, you have feeling.
不是盼望他们能够到教会里来。
Think that we will want them to come to church.
很稀奇啊。
Amazingly.
好像随着我们的年日增长了。
As years pass.
好像我们觉着我们可以离开福音的见证。
We think that we can leave the testimony of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，神的话语从来没让我们离开这个福音的见证。
But God's words never tells us to lead the testimony of the gospel.
没有错，开始我们传扬的时候是用我们的口去传扬。
In the beginning, we spread the gospel with our mouth.
这是神开始动了善工。
This is the good work that the Lord has started.
这是开始。
This is the beginning.
我们不能停在这个开始。
We cannot stop at this beginning.
我们离开的是福音事工的开始。
We have left the beginning of the.
我们却不是离开福音的事工。
We did not leave the work of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我看你们这个分别有多大呢
？Do you see the difference？
今天有人以为说我离开福音的这个事工的开始，我就等于是离福音的事工了。
People will think that when I leave the beginning of the work of the gospel, it's just like the work of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个难处是很大的。
You see, that's a great difficulty.
到了有一天，你发现我们会进到一种的光景。
One day, you will see you enter a situation.
有人形容叫做头重脚轻的光景。
You're top down heavy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们离开了福音的事工，你发现这个见证就没有路了。
When we leave the work of the gospel, you have no testimony.
以弗所书就告诉你要穿上那个和平福音的鞋。
The book of Ephesians tells us we need to put on the shoes of the gospel.
鞋是专门走路用的。
The shoes is used to walk.
在家里躺着不需要穿鞋的。
When you lay down, you don't need to
wear shoes. 只有出门走路才需要穿鞋的。
When you walk, you need to wear
shoes. 见证如果要走一条的见证的道路是需要穿鞋的。
When you walk on the way of the testimony, you need to wear shoes.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是离开福音的这一个见证，我们乃是离开这个见证的开始。
We're not leaving the testimony.
所以他说动了善功了，这里是动了善功。
This is the beginning.
然后呢，他说神就亲自全这功。
Then the Lord will back the work.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一个福音的传扬不仅有一个开始动了善功。
You see that there is a perfection of that.
还有一个成全这功。
And then he will perfect the work.
什么叫做福音的成全的工作呢？
What does it mean to perfect it?
他后面就解释了。
Then he will explain.
哎呀，我觉得主的话太宝贵了。
The word
of the Lord is so precious. 直到耶稣基督的日子，对不对？
Until the day of the Lord.
所以后面又有一个直到基督的日子，你就知道他的解释。
Then you see the explanation.
弟兄姊妹，读圣经的时候，你不要觉得这些话都是很东一锤子西一棒槌，不是。
Don't think that the words of the Lord is not related to each other.
弟兄姊妹，你仔细读的时候，你发现他后面从第六节一直到第十一节，这都在讲啊，他都在讲到那个成全的那个工作是怎么回事。
From verse 6 to 11, he's talking about the perfecting of.
福音的开始是我们口传。
The beginning of the gospel we spread with word.
成全的工作，你就发现在我们生命中的爱心，因着知，因着见识，就渐渐增多满溢出来。
To perfect that word, we are.
我们的生命就开始结果子。
Then we will bear fruit.
我们的见证就见证那更美的事物。
We are testifying more perfect.
在中文的翻译里面说，你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人。
In verse 10, so that you will approve these things and be more excellent.
英文是对的，对，英文是对的。你知道，在这小字里面就对了。你看，你读小字就是说，让我们羡慕那更美的事物。
Then we will approve for things that are more excellent.
在开始我们传福音的时候，还赶紧信主，不信主掉到地狱里去了。
In the beginning, we tell that people you need to believe in God.
赶紧信主，主能医治你的身体的疾病。
To be healed.
赶紧信主，主带给你生命平安，主做你生命的牧者。
Believe in the Lord, and the Lord will be your shepherd of your life.
弟兄姊妹，这是开始动了善功。
This is a bit of good work.
不要停在这个开始动了善功。
Do not stop at the beginning.
也不要离开这个功。
Do not leave the work.
而是要达到那个成全的工作，对不对？
To be perfected of the work.
所以主说他开始的工作，他必亲自成全这工。
So the Lord tells us he began the work and then he will perfect the work.
太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说我们得到这个生命是可以放在斗底下的。
Don't think that we have received the light and put it under the bushel.
我们就是我们刚得救的时候，我们这个灯是不能放在斗底下，对不对？
We know at the beginning.
我们需要摆在灯台的上面，
the bushel,
要照亮一家的人。
To shine on the whole house.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们信主有些年日了。
After we are saved for many years,
你周围的朋友，你周围的同事，你周围的许许多多不信主的人，是不是他们真的晓得你是个神儿女？
All the unbeliever around you, do they know that you are a Christian?
弟兄姊妹，这个灯是不是还是放在灯台的上面？
Is it lights on the lampstand?
好像不知不觉，随着年日，我们就把这个灯慢慢慢慢。挪到床底下去了。
After many years, we have moved the light under the bed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等何等这个失去了让基督显大的这样的机会。
We have lost the opportunity to manifest God.
基督显大，弟兄姊妹，头一个秘诀就是我们一直知道这个福音的见证，这个生命是一个光。
The first secret is that we need to know the
light. 光从来不是摆在斗底下，放在床底下。
You never put the light under the bushel or the bed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们一定要极力进入到那个福音的成全的那个工作里面。
We need to press on into the perfecting of the work.
有些弟兄姊妹愿意传福音。
Some brothers and sisters are willing to spread the gospel.
从得救的头一天起，像腓立比教会弟兄姊妹，从头一天起就一同的兴旺福音。
From the first day they participated.
一直到他生命的，无论他现在多少年岁，他一直在那里兴旺福音。
They are participating in the gospel no matter how long.
但是有另外一个难处。
But there's one difficulty.
就进到那个成全的工作里。
But they did not enter into the perfection of that work.
没有让那个生命、那个爱越过越显多出来。
They did not allow the life and the love to manifest more. To the point,
福音的工作是多起来了。
The work of the gospel has spread.
但是生命却枯干了。
But the life has dried up.
所以就成为一种，有的弟兄姊妹形容叫做外强中干的光景。
Then become weak inside, but strong outside.
弟兄姊妹，不论是头重脚轻，还是外强中干，这都不能让基督显大。
No matter what situation you are in, then you still are not manifesting Christ.
如果我们要让基督显大，
If we want to manifest Christ,
首先我们不能离开这个福音的见证。
We cannot leave the testimony of the gospel.
同时我们极力进到这个福音工作的那个成全的地步。
We need to press on into the perfection of this.
这样基督显大。
Then we can manifest Christ.
后来你发现方法要显大。
Then your manner will be manifested.
否则你发现人的这口才要显大。
Then the eloquent of man will be manifested.
你发现这个许许多多这世上的这些手段就要显大了。
All these manner of man will be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，基督没有显出来的时候，人就要寻找许许多多世上的方法。
When Christ was not manifested, the man was
searching for
the manner of man.
你能维持那个工作，你如果没有这些方法的话，你看人就不会受尽了。
To maintain that work, then you have to use all these manners, so otherwise people will not be baptized. But that is not the testimony of God. Paul did not say that he was baptized. He was not sent to baptize. He was sent to open man's eyes. So Christ will be manifested. If man's eyes are not open, then everything is in vain. That's the first secret.
就是不仅开始的福音善工，更进到成全的地步。
And there's a good word of the gospel and also a perfection of that work.
十二节到第十四节。
From verse 12 to 14.
这是第二个秘诀。
That's the second secret.
要让基督在我们生命中显大。
To have Christ manifesting in our lives.
需要经历患难。
We need to experience suffering.
经历一些苦难。
We need to experience difficulty.
我们的主为我们做了榜样。
Our Lord is our example.
我们的主既他是神的儿子。
He is the God, Son of God.
还因着苦难还学了顺从。
By suffering, he has learned obedience.
弟兄姊妹，不是说我们主还需要学顺从。
It's not that our Lord needs to learn.
那个严格的翻译是借着苦难就把他的顺从的那个生命就显出来了。
Through suffering, his obedient life has manifested.
主告诉我们，一粒麦子若不地里思量，仍旧是一粒。
If one grain is not fallen to earth, then it's still one grain.
若落到地里思量，就结出许多的籽粒来。
If it has fallen, then it'll bear more fruit.
这是生命彰显的律。
This is the law of manifestation of life.
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？属灵生命有个律。
There's a law.
就是你越是经历艰难。
More is suffering.
你越是被埋在地里。
The more you bear it.
人越是把你踩在脚下。
The people stepped on you.
你发现那个生命就越彰显出来。
Then you see life is more manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你看看。这个使徒保罗在那个监牢里面，这里不用看见他的监牢里面，让人都羡慕啊。
When Paul is in prison, people admire that.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当基督显出来的时候
，When Christ is exalted,
弟兄姊妹，人都羡慕的。
People will admire.
你还记得但以理们的三个朋友吗
？Remember the friends of Daniel.
弟兄姊妹，他们因着基督的缘故，对不对
？Because of Christ.
不是因着自己犯罪的缘故。
It's not because they have sinned.
不是因为自己性格软弱的缘故
They have weak nature.
也不是为了自我能够
It's not because of their lives.
也不是因为其他任何的缘故
It's not for any other reason.
是单单为了基督的缘故
But only for Christ.
你看这里使徒保罗说是为了基督的缘故
But Paul tells us for the reason of Christ.
他就被扔到火窑里去了
They were put in the funnel.
你读到那段故事的最后
At the end of that story.
我读的时候我里面看见那些大臣那些的王那些的官员哇每个人都很羡慕
We see the king and the officials they are admiring that
如果进到火窑里是这种光景的话
If they enter into the furnace like that
不仅仅没有被火烧害
They were not burned by the fire
头发没有烧焦
The hair was not burned
一点火燎的气味都没有
So there's no smell of the burn
不仅如此锁链都给烧掉了
And all the chains are
他们在火窑里自由而行
They were walking in the
burn 这就够羡慕了对不对
That's very admirable
还不止如此那个火窑里还有一位
In the furnace there's another one
基督显出来了
Christ has been manifested
有第四位有神子在那里与他们同在
Son of God is there with them.
如果这是火窑的经历，
if this is the experience of the furnace,
你就发现这些人都羡慕了。
Then you see men will admire that.
人不羡慕火窑的。
Men will not admire the furnace.
人不羡慕的乃是神子显出来了。
But they will admire when the Son of God is manifested.
你看使徒保罗，他在监牢里面，他那个监牢都让人羡慕啊。
When Paul was in the prison, people admired that.
这里说，许多的弟兄们，因着这个缘故，他们笃信不疑，放胆传讲神的道。
For this reason, they were spread the gospel.
弟兄们，那个时候放胆传扬神的道是什么意思？
What does that mean to spread the gospel?
那个结局就是跟保罗一样，关到监牢里。
The conclusion is just like Paul being in prison.
他被监牢令人羡慕啊。
But that imprisonment is
terrible. 那个锁链锁不住神的儿子。
The chain cannot control the
Son of God. 弟兄们，神的道是不被捆的。
The word of God will not be bound by that.
因为他不能被锁。
Because they cannot be bound.
这里你越捆绑他，他越彰显出来。
The life has been bound.
你越压他，他越兴盛。
The more suppress you, the life
is more. 这是属灵的律。
That is the law of the spirit.
弟兄们，神很多时候量给我们一些的艰难。
God has given us suffering.
给你一些你最不喜欢的人。
The more the some people do you don't like.
这个人这一辈子不要见了他才好。
You don't want to meet this person for the rest of your life.
我们怎么祷告呢？
How do we pray?
主啊，赶紧降火。
The Lord,
像以利亚一样的有能力。
It's just like the Elijah.
当这些拦阻我的人统统消灭。
The people who has hindered me.
这些的锁链统统脱下去。
All the chains be bound.
弟兄姊妹，你发现吗？我们虽然好像也经过了
，Maybe we have experienced it。
有一件事我们没有
，But one thing we did not。
其他的可能我们都有
，Maybe we have all others。
就是基督没有显大
，But Christ did not manifest。
我们生命失价
，We have lost the value of our life。
我们生命失去了意义
，We have lost the meaning。
姊妹，你发现使徒保罗就给我们看见，从他自己的生命见证里面
，Through Paul's life testimony。
纵然有这些的捆锁
Even though there is bondage
基督显大了
But Christ was exalted
律灵的全军都知道我是为基督的缘故
But all the Praetorian guard knows
我不知道这是真实的还是他们在夸张你知道今天如果你去这个罗马的话
I don't know they exactly this
那个导游会带你去看保罗当年被就是他殉道的地方。
The tourist guide will take you to the place where
那个地方有
Paul was martyred. There's a sign.
他说，当这个人，当他们是不信的时候，当这个人被斩头的时候
，When they said this person was beheaded，
罗马御营的2000名士兵同时被关到监牢里。
The 2,000 Praetorian guards were put in prison at the same time.
他的监牢里面写。
He was manifested in the prison.
这是生命的意义和价值。
This is the meaning in life and value of the life.
这是基督彰显的秘诀。
This is the secret of Christ's manifestation.
后面十五节后面，十五节后面。
The end of the verse 15.
从十五节后面，他就开始讲到侍奉。
Then he starts talking about the
service. 这个侍奉是一个身体的侍奉。
This service of the body.
不是只有保罗一个人，对不对
？It's not only Paul himself.
不只有保罗一个人传福音的。
It's not Paul spreading the gospel.
还有很多其他人在传福音的。
There are others are spreading the gospel also.
弟兄姊妹，但是他们中间有了嫉妒纷争了。
But they have envy and strife among them.
为什么传福音还有嫉妒纷争呢
？Why there's envy and strife when you spread the gospel？
地上争什么党啊？争这地，争那个什么？什么官人呢？还争对不对？那传福音还有什么好争的
？What is to argue when you are just spreading the gospel？
弟兄姊妹，如果你看小朋友打篮球，你就明白了。
When you watch children play basketball, you will understand。
你知道吗？我们看朋友他们打篮球的，我们都好稀奇哦。
When they play basketball, you will be amazed。
一点不比那个 NBA 难看，我告诉你，更好看。
They have a good game, is not worse than。
为什么好看？我告诉你。
I tell you why。
因为每个小朋友抓住球以后。
Every children who when they grab the ball,
从这底端抓住球，一直跑到篮筐里。
From one end, they will run to the other end.
其他的小朋友喊：“传给我呀，传给我！”
All the other children say they pass me.
无人之境，一个人冲过去。
One person will go all the way.
为什么
？Why？
因为这个球是我投的。
Because this ball I put in.
这个球是我进的。
I put in the ball.
这个人是我的得救的。
I brought this person to the
same. 当我们还做婴孩的时候，我们就做同样的事情。
When we are babes, we would do the same thing.
弟兄姊妹，你发现使徒保罗在这里，他有一个学习，是不是？
When Paul is telling us he has this learning,
他说只要是基督被传开了，我就欢喜。
As long as God proclaimed, then I have joy.
你发现小朋友会长大的。
You see, children will grow up.
你知道礼拜六小朋友又回来了。
When Saturday, children will come back. They have grown up.
他告诉我说，就着他自己来讲，只进了四个球。
To me, to him, he only shot four shots.
但是教练算他十六个球。
But the
coach
said that he had put in 16.
因为有十二个球是他把球抢下来传给队友，他们投进去。
Because he passed 12 balls to others to make the shot.
弟兄姊妹，他是好欢喜啊。
He is rejoicing.
从前他就是我进四个球是第一名啊。
Before he thought four shots is good.
虽然整个队都输得一塌糊涂啊。
Even though the team had lost.
但是我进了四个。
But I made four shots.
弟兄姊妹，这是鹰牌。
This is babe.
基督不能显出来。
Christ cannot manifest.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要长大一点。
We need to grow up.
我们说进入身体的释放。
We need to enter into service.
我们甘愿把这个服事能够传给我。
I'd rather pass on this service to my brother.
只要基督显出来，对不对？
As long as Christ is proclaimed, then I have.
弟兄姊妹，为什么欢喜呢？
By what you have the joy.
是你自己投了四个球，然后你欢喜呢？还是整个的教会的神命人得胜了你欢喜呢？
Whether you have rejoiced because you made four shots or the church had overcome.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督显大的秘诀。
This is the secret of the.
基督显大的秘诀乃是身体的释放。
The secret of the Christ being exalted is the service of.
如果我们每个人都是抓着球从底端一直跑到投篮。
If every one of us will carry the ball from one end to the other.
就是这种光景。
Then you see this is the situation.
传福音还会嫉妒纷争的。
When you spread the gospel, there's envy and strife.
这哪有基督的彰显？
How can you manifest Christ?
那不就是我能力的彰显吗？
I will manifest my strength.
那不就是我的恩赐的彰显吗？
I manifest my gift.
那不是我的名的彰显吗？
Is my name that is exalted?
弟兄姊妹，在身体的侍奉里面，基督的名被彰显。
In the service of the body, the name of Christ will be exalted.
弟兄姊妹，宝贵了。
This is so precious.
所以他说，无论是什么样的光景，
no matter in what situation,
我都凡事放胆。
I will have courage.
哎呀，你说在基督身体里的释放，他告诉我们，你知道有两个重要的这个力量的泉源。
There's two sources of the power.
借着你们的祈祷。
By your prayer.
哦，身体的祷告。
The prayer of the body.
弟兄姊妹，你以为一个侍奉就是一个人在上面喊几句吗？
If you think service is just for someone to say something.
真实的侍奉的人就知道身体的祷告多么的宝贵。
When you are in the true service, you know the prayer of the body is so important.
而且借着耶稣基督治灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Spirit of Christ.
那圣灵在教会里的那个浇灌下。
The Holy Spirit will pour out in the church.
好像那个膏油从亚伦的头一直流到胡须，一直流到衣襟一样。
It's just like the anointing flowing from the Aaron's ear.
弟兄姊妹，当进入身体的侍奉的时候，显出来的不是你我的能力。
When you the manifestation of the power in the body of Christ.
侍奉的时候显出来的是基督的大。
Is the power of Christ.
是曾经在基督身上所运行的那个大能大力。
The power of Christ.
并叫他从死里复活，而且升到高天之上，
Now,
超过一切有能的，一切有名的。
Not only raise him from the dead and overcome all the high power.
弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀啊！
This is so glorious.
所以他说，这些我根本就凡事放胆呐。
I have a great courage.
而且在这样的侍奉里，我得救了。
Also, I'm saved in this service.
我的肉体、我的血气、我的脊被破碎了。
All my flesh and myself have been corrupt.
基督显大了。
Had died.
欢喜呀、啊
so、！Christ had exalted.
还要欢喜。
I rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，在教会的侍奉里是最欢喜的。
In the service of the church is so rejoicing.
当基督显大的时候，那是何等大的欢喜呢
！When Christ is manifested, then you have joy.
这是第三个秘诀。
This is the third secret.
第四个秘诀。
The fourth.
他就告诉我们说，我在两难之间，到二十二节。
I'm pressed from both directions.
他说、啊、我要离世、啊、就真的是好的无比啊。
To depart is great.
使徒保罗一直在他生命中与主同在的。
Paul Paul is, has God's presence.
不是这个与主同在，还是在信心的里面。
But this is only in faith.
还是在灵里面。
Only in spirit.
他说到那一个与主同在，是与主面对面的同在。
But that presence of God is to face God.
他说那真的是好的无比啊。
That is so much better than others.
但是为了教会的缘故。
But for your sake.
为了这些软弱的同伴的缘故。
For the sake of all the.
为了让你们能够有更多的长进和喜乐的缘故。
So that you have more progress and joy.
他里面有个拣选，对不对？
He had chosen.
我们读这个希伯来书的时候，我们讲到那个主耶稣基督，他因着摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看十字架的羞辱。
For Christ had this son to despise the weakness.
因着摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看着十字架的羞辱。
For the glory that is placed before him, he would despise all the shame on the cross.
有弟兄告诉我们，在原文里面那个翻译、那个意思、那个角度，好像稍微的跟那个有点不同。
The original text would translate differently.
在原文的里面是说，基督因着，应该这么讲哈。我想我还是念一下好了，因为这个我怕我这个翻的不准确。他说哈，基督就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，以代替那摆在前面的喜乐。
一句一句来。
啊，基督轻看羞辱。
Christ despised the shame.
忍受了十字架的苦难。
Bear the crucifixion.
以代替那摆在前面的喜乐。
To replace what's the joy before him.
这是意思。
What does that mean?
那是讲到主耶稣在变化山上的。
That means the experience on the transfiguration mountain.
当主在变化山上，我们看见说神在这一个。基督在这位耶稣基督身上所有的心意所有的工作都得到满足，所以那个荣耀从他里面透出来。
On the transfiguring mountain that God's work had been completed and all the glory had been manifested.
那个荣耀比日头的光还亮。
You see that radiance is brighter
than the sun. 就在变化身上主一步就可以回到天父那里去。
Christ only take one step, can he can return to heaven.
摆在前面的喜乐。
That is what's placed. That is the joy be placed.
但是希伯来书就告诉我们，他却拣选了从变化身上走下来。
But the book of Hebrew tells us he chosen to step down from the transfiguration mountain.
摆在前面的喜乐。
To replace the joy before him.
弟兄姊妹
，Friends，
很多时候我们有个拣选。
Meantime, we have choice.
我们今天来到聚会。
Today we come to the meeting.
我们和我们天天在一起聚会的弟兄姊妹坐在一起，我们觉得好的无比。
We are sitting together with the brothers and sisters that we spend every time.
我们觉得真的是喜乐呀。
We have so much joy.
但如果我们能够拣选和那个不认识的、从来没有来过的。头次来的坐在一起吃饭。
If we would choose to eat with the friends that just come the first time.
以代替摆在我们前面的喜乐。
To replace with the joys before you.
弟兄姊妹，基督要显出来。
Then Christ will be manifested.
这里的难处不是我喜乐不喜乐的问题。
It's not whether you have joy or not.
这里的难处是基督有没有彰显的问题。
The difficulty is whether the Christ had been manifested.
很多时候我们自己觉得这样一拣选的话呢，就好的无比。
Many times you think that you made a choice, then that would be good.
啊，真是喜乐啊！
So much joy.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看见跟你意见不一样的弟兄在那里的时候，你肯不肯拣选那个没有喜乐的教徒？
If you see a brother that has different opinion with you, then you are you.Are you willing to choose to fellowship that you have joy?
那个好的无比。
To replace what's the best.
我们每个人都有自己好的无比。
We all have our best choice.
有的家庭出了难处。
Some family had difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，如果你拣选离开配偶，好的无比。
If you choose to leave your spouse, that would be good.
但问题在这里。
Then what's the problem?
问题来说，基督能不能显出？
Whether Christ can be manifested.
拣选离开是非常容易的。
It's easy to choose to leave.
你在聚会里遇到了难处。
When you face difficulty in the meeting,
你拣选离开这个聚会是非常容易的一件事。
To leave the meeting is an easy choice.
对我来讲，那真的是好的无比。
To me is good.
我可以享受许多的快乐。
I can rejoice and enjoy.
问题在这里。
But what is the problem?
基督显不出来。
Christ cannot be manifested.
我的生命失去了意义和价值。
I have lost the meaning in life.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们一选的时候，都是选的那个好的无比。
Many times we choose the best choice.
我们舒服了。
We have comfort.
我们方便了。
It's easy for me.
但我问你一个问题。
But one question is.
你自己问自己一个问题。
Ask yourself.
基督能不能显出来
？Can Christ be manifested?
使徒保罗，他是一个跟随羔羊的人。
Apostle Paul follows the Lamb.
他宁愿拣选这地上的艰难
He rather choose the difficulty on earth
以代替那好的无比
To replace what is the best
以代替那摆在前面的喜乐
To replace the joy before him
弟兄姊妹你愿意吗
Brother and sister are you willing
你愿意生命中充满了分量吗
Are you willing to have value in your life
你愿意生命中充满了价值
Do you have value in your life
你愿意生命中有意义
Do you have meaning in your life
弟兄姊妹每个人都要做这样的选择
Every one of us need to make a choice
不是等到88岁才开始选择弟兄姊妹
Not until you're 88 to make a choice
在我们中间今天有年轻人
There are young ones
我不知道你几岁了
I don't know how old you are
可能你已经10岁了
Maybe you're 10
你可能12岁了
Or 12
在你们面前摆的喜乐太多了
There are so much joy before you
这个世界给你很多很多的引诱
The world will tempt you
太多可以享受的地方
You can enjoy in it
如果我们看见基督的道路
But if we see the way of Christ
如果我们明白我们生命的价值和意义
If we understand the value and meaning of our life
就在我十岁的时候
When I'm 10
就在我十二岁的时候
Or I'm 12
我拣选让基督在我身上作王掌权
I would choose Christ to reign over my life
代替那摆在前面的那些罪中之乐
To replace all the sin
弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友
yes,
我们都可以做这样的拣选
can all make this choice.
这样的拣选我们看见说让基督彰显出来
this choice will manifest Christ.
这是我们每一天每一次遇到侍奉的时候每一次你遇到艰难的时候你的拣选
in every service every difficulty we have to make this choice
你要想拣选离开你那个痛苦的环境是非常容易的
It's easy to leave make the choice to leave the difficulty
虽然是好的无比但是基督在我们身上失去了显大的机会
Maybe it's best but we lost the chance to manifest Christ
最后
At the end
他告诉我们那是一场的征战
This is a conflict
这段话嘛刚开始猛一读的时候不大知道他在讲什么
When we just read it, we don't
understand. 我们马上就结束了，大家不要着急，马上我们就结束了。
Don't worry, we'll end this soon.
27节以后，27节这一段。
From 27 on.
27节这一段啊，它很有意思。他说：“你们这个行事为人要与基督的心相称。”
To conduct yourself in manner worthy of the gospel.
我读到这些话的时候，我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有想什么叫做与基督的福音相称
？What does he mean by worthy of the gospel of Christ？
在这里面，他有个简单的解释。
But he explains simply.
就是说，你能够站立得稳就可以了。
Stand firm.
我们想说，如果与基督的福音相称，那都不知道要信主多少年以后的事情。
We thought that we need to believe in Christ many years to be worthy of the gospel.
这里面使徒保罗就告诉腓立比的教会弟兄姊妹很简单的一件事。
But Paul tells it simply.
因为你们在你们中间只要站立得稳就可以了。
As long you stand firm.
这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是当这个福音在那里传扬的时候
，When you are spreading the gospel，
它一定遇见冲突的。
You will face conflict.
我不知道你有没有遇见过这个福音传扬的时候，从来都不遇见冲突的勇气情形。
Has he ever faced a situation that you never conflict when you spread the gospel?
不可能的事。
Paul tells us that.
这里说你们要齐心努力。
He says in one spirit, in one mind.
在原文是说你们和这一个福音一同经历冲突。
In the original text means to experience the conflicts in this gospel.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个福音在我们身上是活的。
If this gospel is living in us,
真实的
it's true.
你回到了你的老家
then you return home.
你回到那一个拜偶像的乡村的里面
you return somewhere that's idolized.
如果你没有遇见冲突，那是有问题的一件事。
If you did not experience conflict,
如果你没遇见冲突，很可能你的行事为人与基督的福音没有相称。
If you did not experience conflict, that means you conduct yourself in a manner that's
not worthy of the gospel. 什么叫基督的福音呢？
What does it mean?
耶稣基督是唯一的真神。
Christ is the only true God.
弟兄姊妹，你的行事为人能不能和这一个福音的信息相称呢？
Conduct yourself in the manner worthy of this.
这里说只要你跟他稳就可以了。
He says,
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？福音见证往前去的时候，一定遇见冲突。
When gospel progress, make progress,
there's
conflicts you face.
但是越是征战，越是冲突，基督越显大。
The more conflicts and the men,
我们的信心就会刚强。
Then our faith will be strengthened.
信心总是在征战敌对的里面来增长的。
The faith will grow in conflict.
弟兄姊妹，你盼望你的信心增长吗？
Do you want your faith to grow?
我们说我们信心这么小。
We say our faith is very small. We ask the Lord to increase. Then the Lord will send you back. To the place where the idol worshiping. That you ask the Lord
why
I ask to increase my faith.
Why
you place me in this situation?
弟兄姊妹，这是第五个秘诀。
This is the fifth secret.
这是基督彰显的第五个秘诀。
This is the secret to manifest Christ.
敌对让基督起来。
Through conflicts, you will manifest.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是经历这样的见证。
We have experienced this testimony.
越是仇敌在那里搅扰，越是征战在那里凶猛。
The more disruption from the enemy, then there's more conflict.
你发现神的儿女的信心反而越加坚固。
But you see the faith of the children of God has been established.
二十八节非常宝贵。
28
他说凡是不怕仇敌的惊吓不是惊吓惊吓这是证明他们沉沦你们得救都是出于神这是什么意思
In no way alarmed by your opponents which is a sign of destruction for them but of salvation for you
我觉得最难懂的就是这句话
This is very difficult to understand
什么意思
What does that mean?
这里面哈，如果我们稍微看一下了，这个中文翻译确实是让我们有一点点的这个角度是有点误会。
The Chinese translation had misunderstood.
这里告诉我们说哈，当你在那里与福音一同遇到那个冲突的时候
，When you conflict in the gospel,
你就发现呢，有仇敌，有敌挡。
You see this.
当你遇见仇敌与敌挡的时候
，When you face that opponent,
这是一个证明。
This is a proof.
证明什么呢
What does that prove?
证明你是得救的
Prove that you are saved.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们怎么知道我们得救呢
Many times we ask, how are we saved?
哎呀，我这么软弱
I'm so weak.
仇敌常常指着你看看你的生活
The opponents will point out your
基督没有照常显大
Christ is not
manifest. 教会里面好好祷告
You did not pray.
回家就跟太太吵架
You will argue with your spouse.
哎呀，这祷告都抬不起来
You cannot raise your hand.
有人问一下，我真的得救了吗
？Am I saved?
弟兄姊妹，主给我们一个得救的确据。
The Lord has given us this assurance.
如果我们站稳了
，If we stand fast.
当有人拜偶像让你屈膝的时候
，When people worship the idol will bow your knee.
你的行为与福音相称。
But your conduct was manner.
站立得稳。
The gospel you confirm.
你说这是明证。
They prove it.
这是神给你的证明。
This is God given proof.
证明你是得救，他们是沉沦的。
The proof that you are saved.
那些凶你、抵挡你，他们是沉沦的。
Those who are opposed to you,
they are
in destruction. You are saved.
而且在原文里说，这样的证明是神所赐的。
But in the original text, this is said. This is from God.
神亲自为他的儿女做见证。
God will bear the testimony for His children.
是不是这样的
？Is that true?
什么时候神的儿女在信心里面站在主这一边的时候
whenever the children of God will stand on the side of God in their faith, God is beside you.
你里面确确实实知道你是得救的。
You know that in your heart you are saved.
弟兄姊妹，最后使徒保罗说，这一个征战哈，你们所经历的征战就跟我所遇到的征战是一模一样的。
But we tell them what you experience in the conflict is just like what I have said.
因为我们都是蒙恩得救的。我们都是称呼主名下的人。
We are all under the name
of God. 我们的生命的意义都是一彰显出来。
All our meaning of life manifests Christ.
弟兄姊妹太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
不要怕敌挡。
Do not be afraid of the opponents.
不要怕人羞辱你。
Do not be afraid of the shame.
如果你信了耶稣，你回到那个拜偶像的故乡。
If you are saved and you return home.
你如果从来不被羞辱，这是很稀奇的事情。
If you are not put to shame, then that's amazing.
我回去的并不是个拜偶像的故乡。
When I return, that
我回去是大城市，对不对
？I return to a big city.
大城市的人不拜偶像啊。
Those people will not worship the idol.
我记得我那个头一次。回去探亲的时候，我家里的一个很近很近的亲戚，看见我就嚎啕大哭。
The close relative when I returned home, he see me and then he cried.
抱着我使劲哭。
He complained. Oh, he hold on to me.
他后这个抱着我使劲哭。
He will cry.
哎呀，我心里想，我说你哭什么？
I wonder why he cried.
等他哭得差不多了，我说你哭什么
？Till the end, I asked him why are you.
傻了，看看我。
He wondered. He looked at me.
你太苦了。
You have your life in America.
你才信那个东西啊。
That's believing that.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？那个时候，我里面觉得我要为主做见证。
In my heart, I know I need to bear testimony for Christ.
这位主耶稣基督太宝贵了。
The Christ is so precious.
他是我的主。
He is my Lord.
无论人怎样的看我
，No matter what man see me，
无论人怎样的羞辱我们
，Or how they put me in shame，
弟兄姊妹，你发现神给你一个见证
，But Christ will give you a testimony，
证明你是得救的
，Proven that you are saved，
弟兄姊妹，证明你是神的儿女
，Prove that you are the children of God，
弟兄姊妹，你要这样的见证吗
？Do you want that testimony？
你盼望基督在你身上显大吗
？Do you want Christ be exalted in you？
弟兄姊妹，你只要站立得稳就可以了。
As long as that you can stand firm.
你看见神怎样会站在你这一边
？You will see God is on your side.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督显大的秘诀。
This is the secret of God.
这是神儿女在地上生活的价值。
This is the value and meaning of the life children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这一章是太宝贵了。
This chapter is so precious.
我真的巴不得早一天能够。真的就读懂这一章圣经。
I wanted to understand this before.
读了多少遍，好像都没有读懂一样。
After I read so many times, I still didn't understand.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当在身体里面一同交通的时候
，When I fellowship in the body,
你发现有祷告的支持。
You see, you're supported by prayer.
你也是基督真理的帮助。
You have the help from the.
你发现我们就可以进入到这一章所交通的。
Then we can enter into what this chapter is fellowship.
这是我们生命的价值和意义。
This is the true meaning of.As long as we can be boast.
无论是生是死
No matter in life or death.
总到基督在我们身上照常显大
Then Christ is exalted in us.
我们活着就是基督
Because to live is Christ.
死了就有益处
To die we have gain.
愿主借着他的灵来开启我们
Through his spirit may he open us.
在我们生命中显出这样的见证来
Can bear testimony in our lives.
让人来到我们中间知道这个聚会是一个新的聚会。
When people come, they will see the growth in us.
不是因为我们有许多外面的东西。
It's not that outwardly.
话语、信条、做法都不是这些。
Or the matter of what we do things or say.
乃是基督在我们中间照常显大。
But Christ is exalted among us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你这样在千万人中拣选我们。
Thank you that you have chosen us among the millions.
感谢你这样把我们从尘土和粪堆中抬举起来。
Thank you that you have lifted us from the dung pile.
让我们今天与王子同坐。
So that we are seated with the prince.
让我们今天竟然能够成为你自己荣耀的见证。
Today we can be your glorious testimony.
无论是生是死。
No matter by life or death.
总叫你自己的生命在我的中间照常显大。
Your life will be manifested among us.
我们愿意在你面前成为你自己的见证。
We want to be your testimony.
Because
we live is Christ.
就有益处。
To die has gain.
感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你今天成了我们生命的意义和价值。
You have become our life and meaning of our lives.
我们愿意向你顺服。
We want to obey you.
我们愿意拣选。
We want to
choose. 把基督彰显出来。
To manifest Christ.
以代替这世上能给我们的一切的喜乐。
To replace all the joy that can be provided to us from the world.
求你把这样的信心，把这样的拣选。赐给我们。
We ask you to give us this faith and this choice.
在我们的生命和侍奉当中，让你自己显明出来。
In our life and service, we will manifest you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.